for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this here podcast. Please make sure you check out ROTB.org, find out more about religion outside the box, maybe even sign up for a teleseminar or buy a book. All right, today I want to talk about stuff, attachment, and greed. All very human things. So I was at a holiday party and they had a white elephant gift exchange, and the way it works is that you get a ticket and a number, and if somebody, it's your turn, and somebody has something that you want, somebody's already opened up a piece of crap that you want, and basically it is all crap at this kind of party, you get to take what they have, or you can go to the table and get some new piece of crap, and it keeps going until everyone's had a turn. So at 3:40, I'm just there. I'm kind of bored. Nothing is striking my eye. But at 3:41, Al, who has a turn before me, opens up. It's a Ken of Ken and Barbie doll dressed like Professor Henry Higgins. Immediately, I realize I need this. I want this. I'm going to wrap it, give it to my brother-in-law, Bob, as a gift. He will find this to be utmost hilarious. Hilarity. Anyway, 3:45, it's my turn. I walk right over to Al. I take the gift from his hand and I sit down, smug and confident. I now have what I want. 5 minutes ago, I didn't even know the thing existed. Within 5 minutes, I needed it. Now that I had it, I was happy. Unfortunately, 5 minutes later, Aaron, who had a higher number than I had, came over and took the gift from me. I was devastated. The thing that I didn't even know existed 10 minutes ago existed. I had it. I was happy. But now I had lost it. And while it was happening, I realized this was a microcosm of attachment. This was exactly what happens with all things in our lives. We see it. We want it. We own it. It becomes a part of us. And then we're reticent to lose it. Isn't that just so true? And if it could be true with a Ken doll that I really didn't even care about, a Professor Henry Higgins doll, all the more so, my car, my favorite sweater, my dear friends, my relationship with others, how attached we are to so many things, how we consider those to be a part of us, and even our precious sense of self. That's one thing the Buddha said was our biggest attachment. So spiritual religious advice, try not to be so attached.